Hi, friends. Happy Halloween weekend. I am currently having a holiday sale at my crystal and jewelry shop. So check out the show notes for the link to my shop as well as the discount code. You can enjoy 15% off of your next order by using code HAPPY15. Again, that's HAPPY15. And you can use that code at checkout at modernmusecrystals.com. More info is in the show notes for you all. I just want to welcome you back to the That's Deep podcast, the show where we explore the mysteries of the self, personal development, the cosmos, and how they influence our lives. I'm your host, Naomi, and today we have an exciting celestial event to discuss, the full moon eclipse in Taurus. So the full moon eclipse in Taurus is happening on October 28th, 2023, depending on where you're located in the world, and its effects can be felt up to a few days before and a few days after the event. So in this episode, we'll delve into what it means for us and how we can harness its energy for personal growth and transformation. I'll see you on the other side. So what exactly is a full moon eclipse in Taurus, and why is it significant? Well, eclipses are powerful cosmic events marked by the alignment of the Earth, the Sun, and the Moon. During a full moon eclipse, the Earth stands between the Sun and the Moon, casting its shadow over the lunar surface. Taurus, an Earth sign in the zodiac, adds a unique layer of significance to this event. Taurus, represented by the bull, is known for its grounding and stabilizing energy. It's associated with value, sensuality, and material wealth. During this eclipse, this energy is heightened, pushing us to take a closer look at our personal values and how they impact our lives. One of the most important aspects of this eclipse is change. Taurus tends to resist change, preferring stability and routine. However, the full moon eclipse challenges us to break free from our comfort zones and reevaluate our values. It's a time for transformation and personal growth. So how can we make the most of this full moon eclipse in Taurus? Here are some steps to consider. Number one, reflect on your values. Take some time to think about what truly matters to you. Are there any values or beliefs that no longer serve you? This eclipse is an opportunity to realign your life with your core values. Number two, embrace change. Don't be afraid of change. Taurus might resist it, but change is often necessary for personal growth. Be open to new experiences and opportunities. Number three, release and let go. Use this eclipse to release any emotional baggage or attachments that are holding you back. Write down what you want to let go of and then burn the paper as a symbolic act of release. Make sure that if you're burning any paper, you're doing it in a fire-safe container or in a fire-safe place. Of course, I can't recommend that you burn anything on this podcast because, you know, we can't do that. So use your own discretion. You're responsible for your own decision-making, but you can do something to release that emotional baggage or attachments that are holding you back. Okay, number four, set intentions. Think about what you want to manifest in your life. The energy of the full moon eclipse can amplify your intentions, so set clear and positive goals. This full moon eclipse in Taurus is a rare cosmic event that invites us to embrace change and transform our lives. It challenges us to look within, reevaluate our values, and let go of what no longer serves us. So take some time to connect with the energy of this eclipse and embark on your journey of personal growth. That's all for today's episode of the That's Deep podcast. Thank you for tuning in as we explored the full moon eclipse in Taurus. Remember to embrace change, set your intentions, and make the most of this celestial opportunity. If you want to check out my YouTube channel, my crystal and jewelry shop, e-courses, or services, please be sure to check out the links in the show notes. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and leave us a review. Until next time, stay curious and keep gazing at the stars. Until next time, take care of yourself, have the most beautiful day, and I hope to see you back on the next episode. Bye, friends.